Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal and tell a friend because that will make you my brand new hero. Today, we are chatting with Theo Zumbalis from Zeta Maintenance Group. Founded in 1990, based in Montreal, Canada, Zeta Maintenance is family-owned and operated, and they specialize in industrial commercial cleaning. If you want to reach out, say hello to Theo and the team, you can get a hold of them at www.zeta maintenancegroup.com. Theo, please say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, everyone.
All right, dude, we're going to have to kick up the energy. We got to be excited. Cleaning Nation, they're very fussy. They'll send me angry emails if you don't fire it up. So I'm going to give you another chance. We're going to do it right. Theo, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
What's up, everybody?
Beautiful, brother.
I tried. I'm trying.
No, you kicked it up a level or two. I'll give it to you. So yeah, I'm excited to have Theo today because he and I got to talk. We did a coaching call yesterday, and I was really fascinated by his energy and his business, and I thought he'd be a great addition to our little community here. So I'm really excited to hear him. I know some of the answers to this, but I want to make sure Cleaning Nation knows. So before we get started with the coaching, tell me a little bit about Zeta and a little bit about Theo.
Sure. Zeta was founded in 1990 by my father. And it's something that we've been doing, of course, for close to 25 years now. And I've been part of it directly and indirectly. It actually put me into work when I was a teenager. And I kind of learned the business through him and the experience that we acquired through different clients and people we interacted with. And actually, 10 years ago, I founded a clothing brand, and I stepped away from the business. I was indirectly involved with certain things, but in most part, I was doing my own thing. And as of 9 months ago, my father retired, and I saw the opportunity of taking over the business. I just need a new path in life and just in my career. So I decided to take over the family business, and here I am. I'm just looking to expand it and have innovative ways of basically acquiring new clients, meeting new people, just to acquire knowledge. And it's been a great ride so far.
Fantastic. So that's a cool history on the company. I love hearing how people got into it because it's a lot of family, or I don't even know how I got into it, or it was by accident. So all those stories are kind of fun because I think we all have our own stories, and it's not like, well, we went to college and had an MBA, and when I was 7, this is what I planned to do. Everyone's kind of got their funny way in. So I love hearing that you've kind of got a legacy of your parents did it, and now you're doing it. That's awesome. So that said, are you married? Are you single? Do you have kids? Do you love Montreal? Do you hate it? Is it too cold? Give us a little bit about the life and times.
I'm currently single. Yeah, I love Montreal. I think it's a great city. It's very multicultural. People speak different languages. It has a European flair to it. I know a lot of tourists come to Montreal to experience all this. And yeah, it's my home, and there's nothing better than home, right?
Well, it depends where you come from. But for me, absolutely. For you, that's fantastic. So you were born and raised, right?
Correct.
All right, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah, I don't know if I've had a Montreal. We've had people from all over the world, I think, but I don't think we've had a Montreal person yet. So welcome Canada. All right, cool. Well,
thank you.
Let's, just in case people didn't tune in for a commercial on Canada and the benefits of, and they want to hear some fantastic coaching and some actionable ideas of how to grow their cleaning company, what specifically can I help you with today, young man?
Well, listen, the one thing that really stands out is how to start a conversation with a customer.
Okay. So are you talking, and do you have salespeople, or do you do all this yourself?
Right now, I'm doing all this myself.
Okay, and you're kind of just on that. I don't know. No one likes cold calling or walking into businesses or trying to kind of start that conversation or do what I call interruptive marketing, where they're living their life and you kind of jump in and say, "Hey, stop what you're doing. Pay attention to me. Let's talk about your cleaning. Let me get in here and give you a bid." That's uncomfortable usually for the guy or gal trying to do it, whether it's you or a salesperson. And generally, the person sitting across from you is not super exciting. And I can see where that kind of sucks the energy out of that kind of activity. Am I on the same page with you, or were you asking something different?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like right now, I'm actually doing a Google marketing campaign, but that's one aspect of it. I think starting a conversation with a customer is a whole different aspect. And I was curious to know what the best way to do it would be.
Perfect. And I'm so glad you asked that, because I get asked that quite a bit in the private coaching. And I think Cleaning Nation also kind of has that need. So that's a great question. Excited to talk about it. So there's a couple things. First and foremost, I always, the first kind of shift I try to make in my private coaching, not the first, but one of the first shifts I try and make in my private coaching clients' lives in the conversation is away from that interruptive marketing, which is really what a lot of us know, which is kind of like a bunch of, you know, get out there, get on the phone, get face to face. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's just hard to do. Customers don't like it. And it's hard to do consistently because you get worn out. It's something you don't look forward to. There's that natural sense of, I don't like this. It's uncomfortable. Which generally is an indicator maybe it's not the best use of your time. So the first switch we got to make is to move from interruptive marketing to attractive marketing. So instead of trying to go out to people and say, stop what you're doing, pay attention to me, let's talk cleaning, which is that, just that is a hard sell. You haven't even got the bid or know if they want it or what they do. You don't know anything yet, and it's already a tough sell. But if you kind of put out something that's attractive to them and get them to raise their hand and say, hey, I am interested in that, that is by far the best way to start a conversation. So it's almost like instead of going out trying to hammer people into be interested in cleaning, damn it, that's a hard sell. But if you can find a way to get people to raise their hand and go, hey, I'm interested in cleaning, can we talk more? Would that be something a little more attractive to you, Theo?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Of course.
I'm asking you, because if I ask Cleaning Nation, they never answer. It's just dead silence, and then it gets awkward quick. So I'm going to ask you, like, you speak for everybody. So no pressure, but you're responding for everybody listening. Is that okay?
Yes.
You're like, no, I don't want that at all. Tough, because you're in it. All right, so yeah, so that's exactly the first shift is. So the first thing is kind of foundationally, how am I supposed to look at getting customers? And the shift is we're looking at not instead of going out and browbeating and trying to scream and yell and get people interested. That's really tough. We're just going to put out something, and we're going to talk about that tactically, how to do that. But the shift is moving from interrupting people to putting out something attractive to the client that you want. And then they come to you and they start the conversation. So that's all. I mean, it's really the difference between if you're dating, it's like, all right, see that? That's the best looking girl in the bar. Everybody wants to talk to her. Sorry, ladies, I'm a dude, so I have to do it from my perspective. You know, go up and try and say something nice about how she looks, or, you know, just like every other guy that has ever, you know, kind of try to approach her. You're number 719. That's a tough sale. But if you can do something attractive or do something to get her to come over to you and say, hey, what's going on? And she starts the conversation. Now that changes the whole dynamic. So that's what we're going to do. And there's a lot of ways to do that. And marketing is a big piece of it. So sales would be going out and calling and telemarketing or showing up at someone's doorstep. Marketing is putting out stuff. Like you mentioned, pay-per-click ads is a great way. You could do door hangers. You can do Facebook ads. You can do newspaper ads, magazine ads. You can do all sorts of stuff. But we'll pick one, because again, I can only coach up for a little bit now. I'm going to pick one that's one of my absolute favorite that gets the absolute best people to raise their hand. So what I do is called a lead magnet. And it's just what it sounds, right? You, it's not a lead megaphone where you're out there screaming. It's a lead magnet where they come to you. So what you do is you put together, you find out what people are interested in. And how do you find that out? You ask them. So we've talked in other episodes the importance of knowing your ideal customer avatar, right? Because if your ideal customer avatar is a single mom who is working and highly compensated, owns her own house and has two kids, and you want to clean her house, that messaging, that lead magnet, the words that you're going to use to get her to raise her hand and say, I'm interested in what you do, are very different than the plant manager that manages 200,000 square feet of warehouse, has 300 employees, and has to deal with getting the cleaning taken care of. You get how those are totally different messages?
Totally.
Cool. Want to make sure you weren't there. Maybe sometimes they get windy. I figure maybe you fell asleep. I'm going to have to shake you. Hey, wake up, Theo. Come on, let's go. We're growing our company, man.
No, I'm just listening, but cool. You're absolutely right.
So that's the go ahead.
You have to know your audience. The audience you have with, for example, that the mom with the two kids cleaning a house is completely different than the audience of, for example, a 200,000 square foot warehouse facility, you know?
So yeah, so you're
on point with that.
Your lead magnet or your bait is going to be different, right? You want to catch mice, you put out cheese. If you put out salt, you're going to get a deer. So you got to know what you're trying to get. So the lead magnet, the bait that you use is appropriate. So that's the first step. The second step is ask them what's important to them and talk to them. Just have a question. Just have a conversation. And that conversation is a lot easier, right? Before, if you're like, hey, let's just pick the warehouse manager. Hey, Mr. Johnson, I know you manage all this stuff. I know you're in charge of picking the cleaners. I'm a cleaner. I'm sure your people are doing a good job, but I think we can do better. Please let me bid. Probably not interested in that conversation right now. Even if he might be interested, when you call him, he's probably got 37 other things going on. He's not interested in that right now. But if you call him and say, hey, Mr. Johnson, I own a cleaning company and we are fascinated. You know, we specialize in just manufacturers of over 100,000 or owners of warehouse or plant managers of warehouses over 200,000 square feet. And I want to make sure I can really serve you guys the best. Would it be okay if we set an appointment for the future where I could take 5, 10, 20 minutes and really just ask what goes on in your life and what's important to you and what you need? And can we just talk about you for a little bit? That's a much more appealing offer. People do want to talk about themselves. So that, there's a couple things. First, you get an appointment where he's expecting to tell you what upsets him and what makes him crazy. And two, now after that conversation, a lot of times he's going to go, well, hey, you know, you do cleaning service. You haven't even asked me if you could give a bid. I'm not actually happy with it. Could you? So that's kind of a nice kind of backdoor way to get in. But that's not what we're talking about. So you go to your people and you ask them, what keeps you up at night? What is your biggest stress? What are you most afraid of? What are you passionate about? What turns you on? And don't just keep it about the cleaning, because their passion may not be about cleaning. For the plant manager, it might be, hey, I got three kids going to college, and if I lose this job and my pension, I am screwed. And okay, so now you can start seeing, well, you know, how does my services match up with his job security? And that's the messaging that you're going to get. So the message, you're not going in saying, hey, tell me what upsets you about cleaning, because that's going to be a superficial, oftentimes, conversation. Ask him what's upsets you about your life. What are your fears generally, personally? A, the guy's going to want to talk to you because people love talking about themselves. And B, he's going to give you really good information that you can now use as headlines and content for your lead magnet. So basically, you go and say, hey, what keeps you up at night? And he says, I'm terrified from losing my job. And then you go create, and again, you're going to have a couple of these conversations and you're going to start getting themes of people. So just if Mr. Johnson happens to be scared about losing his job, that's one thing. But we're going to be talking about themes. So if you talk to 10 people and 4 of them, job security is really a big issue, and 3 of them, they mention it, that's a theme. So your lead magnet might say, you know, top 5 ways to lose your job as a plant manager today. And I can promise you that's going to be very interesting. And how do you know it's going to be interesting to those people? Because you asked them and they told you. So the steps are identify your target market. Ask them what their pain and their passion is and get really good at it. Be able to describe their pain to them better than they can describe it themselves, and then turn that into an information product about how to make sure you get job security, how to make sure you XYZ, whatever they told you their pain and passion is, and then you put that product out. So now when you call Mr. Johnson, you don't say, hey, Mr. Johnson, stop what you're doing. Talk to me. I want to clean your building. Stop everything that you're, you know, stop the employee problems that you're having and your wife's sick at home and all that crap. Stop it and talk about cleaning. Not interested. But if you say, hey, Mr. Johnson, do you have a couple minutes to talk about job security? Whoa, hold on. I've got a lot of time to talk about job security. I'm very interested in job security. So it's almost like an open book test. You go to the teacher and ask them the answers to the test, and then you write the test yourself. So it's really a lovely situation. So the key is understand your target market, understand their pain, be able to describe it better than they can, and then create a product. You can do this on a video. You can do this on a little ebook that you give out or sell. You can do this just when you call. If you must do interruptive marketing, you're calling or going face to face, start the conversation with something that you know that they're interested in. So that should be small question, big answer. Does that make sense, Theo?
Absolutely. And you made a few good points. The best selling technique, also from my experience in the fashion industry, is just ask questions to the customer and they'll give you all the answers you need in order to make that sale.
Yeah, Jack Daly gave my favorite course.
That's what I've heard time and time again.
Yeah, Jack Daly gave my favorite course on selling, and I'm going to give it to you here for free. And Jack Daly's not cheap. It's four words. Ask questions, then listen. That's it. If you do that, you're solid on sales. So that's a bonus, Cleaning Nation. All right, cool. Theo, any other questions I can answer in regards to that, or should we move on to the lightning round?
No, lightning round's great. I apologize for not saying more. I'm just so enthralled with listening to you that I'm lost for words. Honestly,
this
is a great... Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Campion.
Dang it, I should never interrupt someone when they're complimenting. Dang it, that was on me. I was going to say your timing's actually perfect. The first couple minutes is when I talk.
I'm done complimenting.
I screwed up again. You keep wanting to compliment. Yeah, so the first part's when I talk and give a lot of value. This is the part where we give you the opportunity to talk and give a lot of value. So we're going to switch it. I'm going to ask questions. You're going to answer it, and it's going to be awesome. Lightning round, question number one. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Just don't listen to the haters. Just if you have a vision, go for it. Just focus and just try to make your vision into reality. Just do it. Don't listen to anybody, because a lot of people will doubt you. Only reason being that they can't do it themselves. So I was told if you have a passion, you have a vision, just pursue it.
Whoever gave you that feedback, hold on to them with both hands.
My first mentor.
Love that. Never met him or her, but love him already. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business? Share something that was a big screw up that we can all learn from, if you would.
It actually happened a couple months ago. I didn't put toilet paper in the women's bathroom. I got a call the next day, like 6 a.m. It was a bad look.
Wait, you put toilet paper in the women's
bathroom?
Not
a big deal on paper, but trust me, very important for day-to-day function in a company, for sure.
Oh, you didn't put toilet paper in the women's bathroom?
No, I did not. I wasn't clear about that. I did not. I forgot. I was rushing, and I didn't put toilet paper, and the next day I got a call, and they weren't happy, that's for sure.
Good news is that's the last time you'll ever skip, or probably any employee of Zeta will ever skip toilet paper in the ladies' restroom. I thought you said you did put toilet paper in, and that was a problem. Like, oh, crap, I've been doing this wrong 20 years. I thought they wanted that.
No, they did not. And yeah, you're exactly right. Lesson learned, that will never happen again. I always make a conscious effort to put toilet paper in the women's bathroom.
I've always thought if you got to pay the tuition for the education, you might as well get benefit from the education, because the tuition's been paid. How much benefit you get, that's up to you. Okay, last lightning round question. What is the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives or their business?
Just have a balance. Do something else that will occupy your mind. Just don't focus on the business. Like for myself, I go to the gym. I do yoga. I do something physical every day for 1 hour just to clear my head. So I think an owner or employee of a cleaning company should definitely have something else that they do on the side to keep their mind busy, because I feel that it goes back full circle, and you're able to focus on what you're doing if you're able to just release for that 60, 90 minutes, whatever it is. So that's the advice I'd have to share with people for sure.
Couldn't agree more. Fine advice, man. Well done. All right, Theo, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Theo's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, we got webinars, we got blogs, we got the ebook, we got my lead magnet I use to attract my top level clients. All that stuff's there for free. www.growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.